Welcome back to Stories Podcast. As you probably know, we've been slow putting out new episodes the past couple months. We got all your emails asking for more, and we really appreciated them. We're sorry for the delays. We're ready to speed up, but we need your help. Please go to storiespodcast.com/support and become a supporter of our show. That link will send you to Patreon, where you can sign up to donate every month. If you donate $10 a month, you'll get a bonus episode. That's 5 episodes delivered right to you every month. If that's too much, you can donate as little as a single dollar. In fact, if everyone who downloaded this show every month donated just a buck, we would have enough to release 8 episodes a month. That's 2 original stories a week. So please, go to storiespodcast.com/support, sign up for our Patreon, and pledge a dollar or two. The link is in the show notes, too. Thank you so much. And now, here's Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks, and she lived near a forest-covered mountain. Many pretty flowers grew in the woods on the mountainside, and Goldilocks liked to gather them. Usually, she did not go far from home after the flowers, but one day she rambled on and on, picking blossoms here and there, until she was much deeper in the woods than she had ever been before.
"Now I must go back," said Goldilocks at last.
"I didn't intend to come such a long way, and I'm tired and hungry." Just then, she looked on ahead up the lonely hollow into which she had wandered, and there among the trees was as nice a little house as she had ever seen.
"I didn't know anyone lived here in the woods," said Goldilocks. "I'll go and find out whose house it is."
So she ran up to the door and rapped, but she got no response.
"Well," said she, "the people that belong to this house can't be far away, for I saw smoke coming out of the chimney. I suppose I might step in if the door isn't locked."
She lifted the latch, and the door was not locked, so she went in and looked about. The room in which she found herself was the kitchen, and a fire was burning in the fireplace, and on a table were 3 bowls of porridge, a big bowl and a medium-sized bowl and a little bowl.
"The people that live here have set the table for dinner, I think," said Goldilocks. "Oh, how hungry I am! I wonder if they would care if I ate some of their porridge without waiting till they came back. I will taste, anyway."
So she went to the table and took a spoonful of porridge from the big bowl.
"This is too hot," she said. "I will try the next."
Then she took a spoonful of porridge from the middle-sized bowl.
"This is not so hot as the other, but it is hotter than I like. I will try the next."
Then she took a spoonful of porridge from the little bowl, and that was just right, and she ate it all.
"Now I wish I could go sit down to rest for a while in a good easy chair," said Goldilocks. "They would have their easy chairs in the parlor, I suppose. I will go look in and see."
So she went into the parlor, and there she found 3 nice rocking chairs, a big chair and a middle-sized chair and a little chair. She tried the big chair, but it was too high.
"Dear me," said Goldilocks. "I can't touch my feet to the floor. I don't like this chair. I will try the next."
Then she tried the middle-sized chair. She could touch her feet to the floor in that, but it was too high for her to feel entirely comfortable, and she tried the little chair. That was just right, and she began rocking back and forth in it, when crack! It smashed. The chair broke, and Goldilocks tumbled to the floor.
"That was a nice little chair," she said as she picked herself up. "I am sorry it is broken. I was having such a good rest in it, too. I don't care for the other chairs, and I think I would like to lie down and have a nap. I must see where the beds are."
So she went upstairs and into a chamber, and here she found 3 beds, a big bed and a middle-sized bed and a little bed. She tried the largest bed, but it was too hard. Then she tried the middle-sized bed, and that was not so hard as the big bed, but it was not soft enough to please Goldilocks. Then she tried the little bed, and that was just right,
and she lay down on it and covered herself up and fell fast asleep. Now, the house that Goldilocks was in belonged to three bears, a big bear, a middle-sized bear, and a little bear. Shortly before Goldilocks rapped at their door, they had cooked their porridge for dinner and set it on the table. Then they had gone out for a little walk to give the porridge time to cool. While Goldilocks was asleep, the bears came home. As soon as they entered the kitchen and looked at the table, they saw that things were not as they had left them.
"Somebody has been tasting my porridge,"
growled the big bear in his great, gruff voice.
"And somebody has been tasting my porridge," said the middle-sized bear.
"And somebody has been tasting my porridge and eaten it all up," piped the little bear.
"We will look around," said they, "and see if there has been any more meddling." Then they went into the parlor.
"Somebody has been sitting in my chair,"
growled the big bear in his great, gruff voice.
"And somebody has been sitting in my chair," said the middle-sized bear.
"And somebody has been sitting in my chair and broken it all to pieces," piped the little bear.
Then they went upstairs to the chamber.
"Somebody has been tumbling my bed,"
growled the big bear in his great gruff voice.
"And somebody has been tumbling my bed," said the middle-sized bear.
"And somebody has been tumbling my bed, and here she is," piped the little bear.
Goldilocks woke up just then, and before the three bears could catch her, she slipped from the bed and scrambled down the stairs and out of the door. Then she ran home as fast as her legs could carry her, and she never went near the three bears' house again. The end. Thanks for listening. Remember, go to storiespodcast.com/support to sign up to support our podcast so we can bring you brand new stories every week. With a little support from our listeners, we can put out even more of the great content you love. See you next week.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.